Welcome back to Michigan in Motion, brought to you on the MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm Tiffany Dowling.
And I'm Taylor Kelsaw. We have an interesting show so far. I love talking with Karen, and now we're going to talk to Craig Garber, who's the author of How to Make Maximum Money with Minimum Customers.
I can't wait to find this out. Craig is in Tampa, Florida. How are you, Craig?
Great. Very good. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
Well, actually, I got into marketing 13 years ago in March of 2000. Prior to that, I actually graduated college as a CPA, and then I got into sales. And I was like most, then I got into financial planning, and I started my own firm. And I was probably like most small business owners. I was really good at what I did, but I didn't know how to get customers through the door. And you said the words marketing, and they were quite intimidating to me. And, you know, it was like losing weight. Oh, that stuff doesn't work for me. And got into marketing and started learning some techniques in early March of 2000. Did very well at it, enjoyed it, and got into it full-time at that point in time.
Craig, when you are describing your services out to the business world, are you talking to them about how to sell products and how to write the copy that addresses the product?
Yes, both. You know, actually, when I first got into marketing and I first came online, I was primarily offering my services as a copywriter. I rarely write copy for others now. I mean, maybe one or two clients a year, and I spend most of the time writing copy for myself. But what I do now is I work with people on creating selling strategies and then using the appropriate copy to get qualified leads in the front end of your funnel to maximize the value of each one of your clients and customers and to automate this so that you're not physically having to repeat the same process over and over again, where you've got a system that sort of does the selling for you.
I think that's great. I mean, I think, I have a marketing firm, and one of the things that is very apparent to me, and I actually, ironically, just met with someone who is a CPA, and the first thing she said to me across the table was, I love what I do, but I don't know how to continue getting customers in here. I have this many customers. I've had them for several years, and I just have stopped growing. And so it happens everywhere.
It surely does. And the thing is, especially in a business like a CPA or a financial planner, where those businesses have their continuity models, there's generally a steady stream of income coming in either monthly, semi-annually, quarterly, on a regular basis for those clients. So they're in a great position because they don't lose clients too much. You generally don't leave your CPA too often.
Right.
And so getting new clients is really can make a dramatic difference in their quality of life and the value of their business moving forward.
Craig, what would you say is one of the most important lead generators out there today as far as copy?
One of the most important lead generators is a system that's been around since the late 1800s, and unfortunately, few people know about it. It's called two-step lead generation, okay? And just to give you a snapshot that most of your listeners might be able to relate to, you ever see those ads when you're a kid in the comic books for the Charles Atlas system?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you know, Joe gets sand kicked in his face or something like that.
Yeah, that this, you just aged me, but yeah.
I'm dating myself here, but then it was a dime, then it was maybe a quarter for to get your free report or free booklet. Well, that free booklet would then come out to you. It would get mailed to you, and inside there would be great information about losing weight, losing belly fat, getting in shape, and putting on muscle. And at the end of that, there was an offer to buy the Charles Atlas Dynamic Tension System. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what two-step lead generation is. It's when you have a process that is an information giver. You give someone information, and now online it's so easy because you could do it in print. You could do it in a workshop online, video, audio. There's so many different ways you could do it. But it's an educational process, okay, that you educate your client. You almost become like a consumer advocate for them. And at the end of that educational process, you make your services available. And as long as your offer is congruent with the information and the education you've provided them, it's such an effective way of differentiating yourself and becoming a problem solver as opposed to a salesperson of whatever it is you're offering.
And I think that it's really interesting. One of the things that I think is difficult in that process is how much information to give away.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to, like, you know, especially when you're a service-based and your ideas and your information is really what you're selling. It's not like you're selling widgets. Do you have any advice for people who might be listening that are service-based and how they should go about that process?
Yes, definitely. First of all, what you need to do is you have to think about, again, being a problem solver. So what's the greatest problem that your prospect, a qualified prospect, has when they come to you? Okay, so if you're an insurance agent and you're selling, you know, commercial property and casualty insurance, and let's drill it down even further. Let's say you specialize in companies that have fleets of cars. Well, there's certain specific nuances that are very disturbing to the owner of that business that they have to deal with on a regular basis. So some of those things might be ongoing rate increases. Other things might be providing comp and collision coverage if the drivers, based on driver's records. So what you have to do is understand the biggest problems you're solving, address those problems in that free report. You don't need to, and by the way, these free reports can be, you know, I've written them as long as, 18 to 20 pages, because the deal is, if you're saying something interesting and compelling, a qualified buyer is going to be interested in it.
Craig, I'm going to have to cut you off there. Can you come back after we take a break?
Absolutely. Love to, Taylor.
Fantastic. Stand by. You're listening to Michigan in Motion, brought to you here on the MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. We'll be back with our special guest, Craig Garber, right after this.